Hello and welcome to the I Discover interview series with Gal Stiglitz, the founder, the CEO and the chief of philosophy at I Discover 360. I Discover's mission is to help people live more fulfilled and purposeful and inspiring lives by creating cutting edge personal development solutions for the individual, the team and the business to help people make the most of their human potential. These interview series are tasters of the vast amount of content that's available at iDiscover. Today's question is how to empower yourself in a job interview. Gal, over to you.
Thank you, Nick, for the question. So I haven't been to a job interview for a long, long time, but I can tell you I've been interviewing a lot of people, and I can out of that reflect what is the thing that really stood out for me in the people that I interviewed, what made me actually be more interested in the end of the interview in that person. And I think what made the difference is first the people who made the homework. Okay, so they really took the time and the energy to study our business, to study what we are doing, to study what we are trying to create. And so the first thing I would say you to prepare yourself to empower yourself for a job interview, you want to study the business and if possible even to study the people that you are, you know, they're going to interview you. And to really understand what is that they're trying to create, what's its challenges they're facing, what is it, you know, you can bring to the table. So that's the first thing is homework. Homework about the business, homework about what they're looking for and what you can bring to the table. The second thing is to interview them a little bit. So what usually happening in interviews, you know, the person who comes to the interview is very passive and the people who are interviewing are very active, almost like interrogating the person who is coming to the interview. In order to empower yourself in a job interview, you want to see how you can be a bit more proactive and also interview a little bit the people who are interviewing you.
Do you have a couple of questions that, you know, I mean, people listening in, you know, there's lots of questions that you might say, these are some of good questions you could ask the interviewer.
Yeah. So I don't know, like, okay, so what, you know, I know that you're looking for someone, you know, to, for this position, but you know, what happened with the last person who was in this position? What worked, what didn't work with them? That's an example for a question. Or another question is like, what is the long-term vision of the business? Where do you see the business in 10 years time? So you can ask them questions about, you know, about the business, about what are the challenges in the business, what's working, what's not working. You know, you can interview them a little bit.
That would catch some by surprise, and you're showing some interest.
Yeah, it means, you know, it basically means that you are coming, you are more equal in the conversation, and you are more, you becoming more, you know, more interesting.
And you will stand out from the crowd more.
Yeah. So that's my, you know, that's my two insights at the moment, just like to make the most or to empower yourself in a job interview. First, do your homework. Second, interview them a little bit and see, you know, see how, almost give them the feeling that, you know, you're also checking if this is the best option for you. They are checking if you are the best option for them. You're checking if they are the best option for you. That's a healthy interview.
It sounds like a healthy interview. And any other recommendations, using things that people shouldn't do, and I admit there's things you should do, how to empower yourself. You've interviewed a lot of people. Another way to look at it might be anything. So make sure you do this to help yourself.
I think that summarizes it. I think I gave a good piece of meat for people to chew. If they practice what I gave them here, they will have a totally different level of performance.
That's some good insight there from the interviewer side. And these calls are all about just giving the listener a taster of type of content and the kind of value you're bringing in at iDiscover. But for those who want more information, best place to go is iDiscover360.com, and they can have access via the website to a discovery call, which is a free 20 to 30 minute call, one-to-one, with one of your train coaches. It sounds great, but could you just tell the listeners what people might expect during that call?
Well, they can expect a conversation that will leave them in the end of it with a greater level of clarity about where they are standing on that specific topic and what possibilities are open for them in order to develop what they're interested to develop. So I think that's definitely not a waste of time.
No, it sounds like a good way to spend 20 to 30 minutes of your time. So once again, to book yourself, if you're interested in this, you can go to the website, iDiscover360.com, and you can choose a time. The listener can choose a time to book in with one of your coaches. Thanks very much, Gal. I look forward to our next call.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick.